The first bout of winter weather hit parts of Europe this week, including freezing temperatures and storms. The onset of inclement weather has instilled a sense of urgency within the humanitarian community, which is in a race against the clock to get the most vulnerable migrants and refugees warmer clothes, temporary shelter, and other basic needs. Meantime, the UN Refugee Agency is also expressing serious concern about evidence they have received about abuse and sexual violence against refugee and migrant children and women. Of particular concern are children traveling alone. UNHCR spokesperson Melissa Fleming says she has seen firsthand that many families have chosen to send their children on the dangerous trip to Europe unaccompanied.
I met when I was on Lesbos an 11-year-old boy who was completely on his own, who told me he was from Syria, that he had just escaped an ISIS camp. His uncle got him out, brought him to the border of Turkey. His grandfather picked him up on the border of Turkey and brought him and put him on a boat.
Ms. Fleming said upon arrival, unaccompanied children face a long list of very distressing threats, including in overcrowded reception sites or in places where migrants gather, such as parks, train or bus stations, or along the side of the road.
We have heard very, very disturbing testimonies that indicate there are incidences of children having to engage in survival sex to pay the smugglers to continue their journey, either because they've run out of money or because they have been robbed.
UNHCR is also concerned about the placement of young children in detention centers in some countries, often side by side with adults, creating an additional risk to their well-being. So far this year, some 640,000 people have arrived in Europe by sea. Among those, 34% are said to be women and children. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.